I enjoyed seeing your pictures of Berlin and Europe on Facebook. Yeah. And was that an IR tour?
We did one show in Milan. The guy saw, the promoter out there saw the timeout that was written about Ahum's show, Now I'm Fine, which we were all involved in. And then he was like, then he went to the IR page and he was like, oh, we should bring these guys over. There's this afternoon concert series in Milan. I forget what it's called, Aperitivo. And we brought our friend Okonomode Soulchild with us, and we just did one show from 11 to like 1:30. And it was amazing. So we did one show, and then we, you know, they flew us over, paid us, put us up. And then a few of us hung around Milan for a few days. Then I went to Venice, Florence, and then I met up with Ahame Fule in Rome. And then I went to Berlin. And I've always wanted to go to all those places. And it's interesting. It's nice to get out of Dodge, especially in Berlin, just have all these conversations about the political climate in the United States. And I actually met a couple in this jazz bar in Berlin. They were from Liverpool. And they were like, you know, we thought we were the world's assholes with Brexit, but we saw you guys and we're like, woo!
Anytime we can help. Was there any sense of how Seattle culture comes across in different parts of the world, or did that come up?
This is interesting. You know, this is interesting. This is, I think, another part of the work that I do is giving an accurate representation of that. And it's hard because there's so much transitioning. There's so much, there's, you know, the 9th most expensive city in the world.
And here we are in the Angeline.
I know, right? And it's interesting. A lot of people still don't know about Seattle. And it's really interesting because I know a lot of people who've come here, they love it. I think one thing that comes to me is wanting to claim the vibe of this city and share it with the world, because I feel like we're at this interesting point where I feel like, see, if Seattle wanted to, we could sort of break off and lead the way. We kind of naturally do, but really own what that is. I think there's still an opportunity here to look at the question of gentrification versus development and revitalizing. There's some stuff that folks have to really look at, but I feel like in particular in the South End, that I feel like there's this way that, because there's still, even with folks being priced out, there's still a level of cultural diversity. That's a little bit different. I mean, there's all kinds of folks north of the Montlake Cut too, but I mean, it's still whatever the idea of whiteness or whatever is more pronounced. And I feel like there's a way in which we can look at this artistically rich, culturally rich environment and, again, claim it and go, like, it comes a point where if you're the 9th most expensive city in the world, and then there's this, you know, homelessness is getting worse and worse, and, you know, there comes a point where something's not working. And I think there's an opportunity to address that and look at it. But, you know, people are becoming aware of Seattle culture. Now people can say, let's say Nirvana now, and they'll say Macklemore. But I think there's a whole other richness of offerings that, I mean, I look at Industrial Revelation. And there's this richness of offerings that speak to something very unique, and I've always wanted to claim that, and I've always wanted to have artists, why I want artists to come together around, because I want everybody to be their best. Because I want that best to represent the city, and I want that best to be what draws people here, other than just the tech growth or whatever else. You know, I want something culturally rich to be what this city is associated with. I think at some point you have to claim and own what that is, and I want to do that to the degree where I can still have roots here and then go around the world. Because I think it's important, because this is a special city. I mean, look at this. You know, it's like I still, one of my favorite things to do is land in Seattle. In the daytime, you fly over it, you're just like,
damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. One could have finished your sentence, if this is the 9th most expensive city in the world, you can afford to house people and you can afford to fund a renaissance.
Yes.